A little bit of a correction for something we talked about last week.
The story about extra flood victims in temporary flood housing being told they need to vacate by the end of July. It's only half true. When the Minister of Seniors, Sarah Hoffman, provided a statement to me indicating that the landowner did not want to extend their lease, there's two landowners. One is Lafarge. And Lafarge has stepped up and said, we are willing to extend our lease for however long the flood victims on those sites need to be there. There's only two units in Exshaw that are still occupied by families waiting for their homes to be rebuilt. The other landowner who has a family in a unit on their land has indicated they don't want to extend their lease.
Gotcha.
The ministry has indicated that they are working with that family to help them find housing.
So if anyone got an implication that Lafarge was being a big bad boogeyman here, that was incorrect then.
Lafarge has also this week announced the giving that it does in the community for the first half of 2015. The information came from the minister. I didn't double check. I'm more than willing to admit when I'm wrong.
Sure. And we'll give a little plug to the giving that Lafarge has done. They've donated to a Canadian Rocky Science Fair, Grizzly Research, new permanent exhibit at the Kenmore Museum, Creative Spark educational program for Exshaw youth, sustainability initiatives at the Highland Games, wellness programs through Elevation Place. They're also putting on a free public swim on Monday at Elevation Place, equipment at the Kenmore Hospital, and the education program for 878 Air Cadet Squadron. So thank you, Lafarge, for supporting our community. And the other topic here, I just think it's crazy that 2 years on, we're still talking people being displaced by the flood.
I'm hoping that within the next year or two, the Auditor General is tasked with going after this program and tearing it apart.
Yeah.
It's just been so rough on people having to fight a program that's run by a private company, contracted by the province, when it seems like they're nickel and diming on every single thing. The fact that only $500,000 in DRP money to repair houses that were obviously damaged because of these creeks flooding over boggles my mind that that's all that Exshaw has seen. I just continue to be disappointed with this entire process and hope that before there ever is another disaster, that the new provincial government has taken the steps to address what's obviously downfalling.